Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. AAA says the national average for a gallon of unleaded regular gasoline now tops $5 a gallon for the first time ever. NPR's Dave Mistich has more.
State by state, average gas prices vary widely, with Californians paying $6.43 a gallon, to Florida averaging the lowest gallon of gas at $4.88. And while the $5 nationwide average is a new record, inflation does skew things a bit. In July 2008, the high was $4.11 a gallon, which would come out to about $5.40 today. Still yet, some state governments, including Maryland, Connecticut, and Georgia, have tried to stave off the impact of rising prices at the pump by implementing gas tax holidays. Earlier this month, New York Governor Kathy Hochul suspended the state's gas tax, saving drivers there, she says, at least 16 cents a gallon. Dave Mistich, NPR News.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is in Singapore this weekend for the Shangri-La Security Conference. The U.S. and its allies are trading barbs with China, but the conference is being dominated by the war in Ukraine.
Russia's indefensible assault on a peaceful neighbor has galvanized the world. And Putin's reckless war of choice has reminded us all of the dangers of undercutting an international order rooted in rules and respect.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky spoke by video link to the conference, saying the outcome of the war affects not just Ukraine, but the future of the international order. Zelensky spoke as street fighting in the city of Severodonetsk is said to be intense. The British Defense Ministry's latest assessment says both sides are likely suffering high numbers of casualties. Hundreds of rallies are planned today to push for gun safety laws following the shootings in Buffalo, New York, and Uvalde, Texas. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports that demonstrators will be on the streets of Washington, D.C. and elsewhere as Congress debates ways to limit the string of deadly mass shootings.
The rallies are organized by March for Our Lives, the group created by survivors of the 2018 mass shooting at a high school in Parkland, Florida. The group has been lobbying lawmakers on Capitol Hill. This past week, Congress also heard from family members of those killed in recent shootings in Uvalde, Texas, and Buffalo, New York. They shared graphic details and pleaded for laws to restrict assault weapons. There is public support for that, but on Capitol Hill, many Republicans oppose it. It's not clear what specific gun safety measures will find enough bipartisan support to pass the Senate. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
The National Governors Association forming a bipartisan working group to come up with recommendations to stop mass shootings. Republican Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson and Democratic New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy have sent a letter to the White House detailing the plan. This is NPR News. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is defending the decision not to invite the leaders of Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua to the just-concluded Summit of the Americas in Los Angeles.
In the case of Venezuela, Cuba, Nicaragua, they were here at the summit. I met with them. I met with human rights defenders. I met with civil society from those countries. And I would argue that they are more representative of the people in those respective countries than their current governments or regimes.
The summit was the first to take place on U.S. soil since it was launched in 1994, but Mexico's leader, along with leaders from other Central American countries, stayed away to protest the exclusion. Republicans may be setting the stage for a contentious congressional primary in western New York. Von Golden, the member station WSKG, reports.
The race opened up last week after Republican officials pressured Congressman Chris Jacobs to drop his bid for the seat. This after Jacobs broke with the party, saying he would support legislation banning assault weapons. State Republican Party Chairman Nick Langworthy officially entered the race Friday.
I'm running for Congress because we don't just need people who like to make noise. We need proven fighters who know how to win.
Langworthy will face off against former gubernatorial candidate Carl Paladino. Paladino drew an early endorsement from Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, the number three Republican in the House. Paladino has a history of racist and controversial remarks. He recently apologized for saying New York needed a leader like Adolf Hitler in a radio interview last year. For NPR News, I'm Vaughn Golden in upstate New York.
This is NPR News.